Hi, this is Coach Hall, and welcome to the course sections overview. What we're going to do in this particular lesson is just give you a brief overview of each of the sections. We have 12 total sections in this course. And for those of you that are browsing around and just sort of trying to figure out, hey, should I take this course or not? And I'd like to have a little more information. Well, this is dedicated for you guys out there. Okay, so basically we're in the middle of section one. I'm going to pop this up on your screen. You get some flags, if you will, to look at. First section is all about introduction. It's just, we're introducing you to me. We're introducing you to some basic understanding that we need to help us move ourselves through the remainder of this course. In section two, what we're going to do is start looking at this shift from the beginner course to what we're doing in this course, which is becoming a life coach, and this idea of helping. How can we go from just using this as a practitioner so we can get the best out of life, but now making that transition and that jump as a helper? And where does this all come from? Are we natural born helpers? Well, we're going to find out in that whole section there. In the third section, we're going to start looking at the framework of ACT. We're going to be looking at the triflex and the hexaflex. We're going to be looking at a number of tools, and we're going to get into additional terms for this course. And they're important to know these terms for yourself to understand the sequence and the order of things as you start to help people out. But they're also important for you to engage in dialogue perhaps with colleagues, other ACT coaches themselves. You're going to have a little session swap or, you know, mastermind or something to this effect. And some of the terms you'll be using as a means to communicate and will pass along to your clients as well. So we're going to go into all of that in that section. And in section four, we're really going to start digging in deeper into the hexaflex and the triflex. We're going to really dissect these things and start to understand them at the advanced level, okay? Section five, we're going to be looking at what is required of you to be an ACT life coach. How can you be an ACT life coach? What is it? What does that take? Okay, so we're going to look at that. We're going to look at some of the business side of things and getting yourself prepared for this whole idea of, hey, I want to be a life coach. I want to help people out, and I want to use ACT as my main modality. Then we're going to dig into some additional fundamentals, very important, deeper, more advanced fundamentals beyond the basic stuff to get ourselves ready so that we can actually help other people. Then we're going to get ourselves ready for that first client. And we're going to introduce you to Eddie. And we want to help Eddie, and we want to get ourselves ready for our own personal Eddie, whoever that Eddie might be, that client, whoever that client is going to be. We need to get ourselves ready, and we got to get started with helping Eddie. And that's what that section is going to be all about, really just the preparation for us of helping out our client and getting ready for that first session. Then we're going to look at, in section eight, a step-by-step process of the very first section. I'm going to dedicate an entire section to just the one session, your very first session. So we're going to really break it down so you really feel comfortable. By the time you get ready to jump into your first session, you'll really understand what's required of you and what you need to be ready for and what the right steps are and all the questions. And you'll learn about it in this section. We're going to really take it down to the minute detail. Watch this section over and over and over, and then get out there and get going, because this is a very powerful section for you. Section nine will be about what we do after the first session, sessions two and three. So it's going to take you a number of sessions to really get to the deeper level of what's going on with your client. The early sessions, in particular the first session, is really a very superficial kind of session. We're just answering and asking some very important, powerful questions, but we're not going to really get into what's really down at the core of what's seems to be apparent on the top, but what seems to be apparent on the top in terms of an issue usually isn't what's going on. It's usually something that's underneath the surface. And really those first sessions or two, maybe three, is what we need to sort of move away the sand that's covering up the real stuff. And we're going to talk about how to do that in sessions 2 and 3. And we're going to have a demonstration for you. 10 is going to be all about more essentials. We're going to be getting into a ton of different techniques. You're going to see that where we're at in the demonstration could be going in a whole lot of different directions. And of course, this is going to be what's going on with you guys. As life coaches, I don't know what type of client's going to come to you, what their issue, what their problem, what their situation might be. You're going to have that information staring you in the face at some point, and you need some tools and you need some techniques at your disposal to help them out. And that's what More Essentials is going to be all about. We're going to really dig into a lot of different techniques in this sect. This is really this probably could have been 3 sections. It's a massive section. You're going to get a lot of information in section 10. Then I wanted to spend an entire section really talking about why ACT is so superior to every modality out there. And it's all about the name itself, right in the name, acceptance. So I wanted to talk about acceptance and really break it down and look at the techniques of acceptance and all the things that go with acceptance that's going to really help your client not just leave your office with some skills, but with confidence to be able to move forward in life and really to have them launch with no return. This is really the goal. This is my own personal goal, that when my clients leave me, I don't want them to think that they've got to have me on speed dial. Oh, I need a session with you, coach. Coach, please, I need to talk to you again. Let's get you to the point where you can forget about my phone number. You don't need to talk to me. You're ready to fly, right? You're ready to go. Because when we release people in such a manner, you want to talk about a way to grow your business? Good word of mouth business. Giving somebody the ability to be self-empowered and to really accept the fullness of their life, they're going to be chatting your name up like you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. This is a money maker for you as a life coach. This is an incredible life changer for your clients. And that's really the bigger issue for me. Let's change some lives. And so let's talk about what we can do in section 11, all about acceptance. This is the key to this whole course. And then section 12, we're going to do a wrap up. We're going to add a few things and, you know, just tie in the loose ends, if you will, because there's a lot to this course. And I want to get you fully ready and prepared to not just be a student here. My goal is that now that you'll be certified is to go out and start helping people, because I think that's why you signed up for this course to begin with. You're ready to help somebody, and I want to get you to that point, and that's what we're going to be doing in the wrap-up section. So there you have it in a big size nutshell here, what all the sections are all about, what we're going to be doing to get you ready for the entire journey of this course, and ultimately to get you certified so you can get out there and help people in the world.